The Center for Media Analysis says the excesses in the Ghanaian media landscape is the reason a cross-section of Ghanaians are advocating some form of governmental control. Speaking to Radio Ghana, its executive director, Dr. Mesan Maugbe, said though institutions like the National Media Commission and GJA exert some form of control on the media, there is still the need to strengthen these institutions to perform their duties creditably. Dr. Maugbe's comments follow a survey released by CDD Ghana, which indicates that 43% of respondents want governmental control of the media. He spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
We all know that government is supposed to create framework within which the media can operate. But creation of that framework should not necessarily mandate the government to coerce the media in towing certain governmental lines. And whatever form of governmental control we will be calling for should be in line with the tenets of our constitution. It should also not breach the human rights, the freedom of expression as expressed in our constitution. But one should also ask the question, why should a section of the public be calling for governmental control of the media? That brings into mind some of the excesses that the media has been culprit of in terms of angles of reportage. To some extent, it's a blame that cannot only be shared by the media, but also the media and the public at large. So these could be the threshold which leads to the public to call for governmental control. The media has all it takes, but as a human institution, sometimes we should continue strengthening policy, the various guidelines that can cement the professional ethics that are supposed to govern content that the media disseminates across the social spectrum.
Yeah, but given the current dispensation, we do know that the GJA has its code of ethics. We have the National Media Commission, but still we still have some excesses. How are we able to control the media scene?
Yes, the excesses we are having, you talked about, you have the various codes of conduct, various codes of guidelines. But I have always been stressing this point. Having a gargantuan media guideline is not the issue. But do we have the monitoring mechanism to consistently monitor, track, and ascertain the level of compliance when it comes to media ethics or professional ethics? We are not doing that. The monitoring mechanisms are so weak, so it becomes very difficult to actually pin journalists or media practitioners against any excesses.
So currently, how do you assess the Ghanaian media landscape?
The Ghanaian media landscape, in terms of assessment, I would say is doing the best it can. But the gray line of excesses.
Executive Director, Center for Media Analysis, Dr. Mesan Maugbe.